That sounds like a Motorola Centaur cabinet, depending on the year. It could be a lot of things.
I'm guessing mid-late 70s, and they probably would have phased out in the early 80s. I don't know. Back when I was a union electrician, we had Motorola two-ways in our vans that would go all over the whole city of Detroit, and a couple of them, I think, even reached out as far as Jackson. I'm not sure. I wasn't ever on that job, but I know they'd go everywhere, so... I don't know how what years that they would have used them, but the stuff is old. Copy?
Were they three-dial clamshells that you spun, a volume, channel, and squelch?
Did not get to see any of it up close. All I got to see was the cover of the instruction manual, literally, and... At that point, it had the frequencies on it, and what it is I'm friends with a guy that is listed for the Ortonville repeater, but he doesn't have an antenna right now, and I heard my neighbor had an antenna up in his shop, and we were trying to verify the frequency on it, and then obviously seeing the instruction manual for the radio showed it as a VHF frequency, not anything that would work for my buddy's repeater. Over.
Okay. Well, I saw high quality UHF, GMRS, and they're the second dip for ham radio 7 centimeter. 1.2 on both of those phases. And I order them from China. They're about $25 for external antenna, and they're real good quality build.
Would you have any kind of GMRS antennas for a repeater system?
It really depends on what you want to do. Do you want GMRS for a huge range? Or do you want something local?
I do believe that he is part of the MI-8, even though he's not a functional repeater right now. I don't know what kind of range he's thinking of. Obviously, it wouldn't be anything big like the Flint repeater. The road he's on, he's only about a mile away from me, and we're all up and down in the hills, but he happens to be at a high spot in our township. I don't really know, I haven't seen his equipment yet. I haven't been over to his house, but he's shown me pictures of it. So, again, I'm pretty new to this. I should probably get him in touch with you at some point. Over.
Well, if he's pretty much part of the MIA, they should pretty much have him squared away. That would be my thought. But if that, you need to know what kind of duplexes he's running. If he's running a flat pack, yes, I have a very nice antenna that'll work on that. But otherwise, I strictly recommend something like a four-bay folded dipole antenna, which that's going to be a little bit more. And easily to build, but if you're not into amateur radio, you're going to just fuss with it, so it might be something you want to buy.
Copy that. So on your website, the Owosso phone number is good, right?
Yes, the Owosso phone number is good. I haven't put any inventory at all up on there yet. I keep meaning to, but I'm just too doggone busy.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to get in touch with my friend and give him your phone number, and then at that point I've passed the ball off to him. It is his repeater, but we're all interested in trying to get it going, especially us local people here. It'd be nice to have our own repeater in our own town, you know. It'd be kind of cool. Over.
that sounds good. How did you get connected with the MIA group?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. See, my friend's a paramedic in a different, on the other side of town, actually, so I very seldom talk to him. In fact, I kind of know him through his sister, because she, like, runs my mountain bike club. But, yeah, I don't know any of the details, and yeah, I like I had said, I hadn't even been over at his house to see the equipment, and even though he lives down the road from me, it's trying to get with him on his work schedule is a whole other thing, you know, being firefighter and all. Over.
Yeah, WSUA, you're 42, Brady. Yeah, it's one of those things. Well, you can reach out to me and see what we got. I can program just about everything under the sun. And, you know, I've been doing this for decades, so realignments, front-end realignments, modifications. I had a system for doing cavities for tuning repeaters, but I'd have to do what he has for a repeater tuner or repeater cans to see what he needs or doesn't need. But if he just needs a good 40-mile stick, I got that. We sell those for $25. They're gorgeous. They work great. Put them on some hard line and send them up.
Copy that. I'll definitely forward that phone number to them. I'm going to get off the air for a few. I got one or two things I want to do. I'll be monitoring. It's always good to speak with you, even though this is the second time. I appreciate it. This is Kurt, WRPB, 448, Groveland Township, and I'll be clear and monitoring on your final, Travis.
Yeah, real good. I've just been building out some XPS, what are these dead bug things? XPS 5000 front panel programmable. They're the ultimate GMRS radio, in my opinion. So, yeah, I'll catch you later. And take care.
Thank you much. Have a good night. We'll talk soon.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good evening there, Kurt, real quick. I know you're going off, but I just want to say hi real quick. Travis, good evening.
Hello.
448. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good there, Kurt. For once, you know, the tables have turned, and I heard you on the radio and got to give a shout-out to you. So, you know, it's nice to have that happen. But of course, I heard you, so I wanted to say hi, and you as well, Travis.
Well, thank you very much. That's awesome. Travis, back to you.
Yeah, I'm just bumbling around out here. Getting ready to go hit the rack. So, good to hear you guys.
Yeah, that effect on people. I get on the radio and everybody wants to get off of it. Just kidding. I'm doing a little Ubering here and then I'm going to go to my regular job. But both of you guys, I hope you have a safe evening there. Try to stay warm. It is currently 9 degrees in Saginaw, Michigan, and it feels like 150,000 below.